Momodou Gando, the former Baltimore City police officer and Gun Trace Task Force detective, was sentenced to 10 years in prison Tuesday for his role in two separate criminal cases. WIPR's Mary Rose Madden reports.
Gando could have faced a total of 60 years for his crimes, more than any of the other officers caught up in the scandal. But U.S. District Court Judge Catherine Blake said she wanted to give him credit for his testimony against his fellow officers, as well as a drug crew he had been helping. And yet, she also wanted his sentence to be lengthy enough to act as a deterrent to any officer who might be tempted by the same power and greed that led to Gando's downfall. Gando had pleaded guilty to racketeering and possession with intent to distribute heroin, stealing money and drugs during arrests, and collecting thousands of dollars for overtime he never worked. He admitted to 8 robberies in just 1 year, March 2015 to June 2016, the exact time the Justice Department was in town investigating the Baltimore Police Department for a pattern and practice of unconstitutional policing tactics. When Judge Blake asked if he had anything to say, Gando, dressed in an orange prison jumpsuit, stood and said he was truly remorseful. Warren Brown, Gando's lawyer, said Gando risked his life by testifying against drug dealers and against fellow officers, but he conceded nothing in Gando's past could justify his actions when he was on the police force. Federal investigators caught Gando on numerous wiretaps, giving advice to a drug kingpin about how to evade Baltimore police, and they caught Gando on the wiretaps scheming with fellow officers about how to rob citizens of money, drugs, guns, or other property. Federal prosecutor Leo Wise described it as an upside-down world where police were preying on the drug world. U.S. Attorney Robert Herr spoke to reporters on the steps of the courthouse. He said Gando and the officers in the specialized police unit he worked with abused their power over and over again.
We saw the very worst in this case. They used the tools of the trade to actually prey on the community.
Herr said they tore at the fabric of the police department, and at a time when the fragile relationship between Baltimore's citizens and its cops is already being tested. Brown emphasized that Gando began to cooperate immediately after he was caught.
I mean, he gave them chapter and verse details. So I think they were very pleased with his help. You know, he repented, so to speak, and was fully cooperative.
Brown said a cop often finds enticing opportunities to steal when they make a drug bust. There's a lot of drugs and a lot of money, and often no one is watching.
I mean, that's a heck of a temptation. Hopefully they will look and see this and say, you know, no, I remember what happened with the Gun Trace Task Force guys. However, you would have thought that this would not have happened because much of this happened after Freddie Gray with the federal government's oversight of the police department.
6 of the other officers caught up in the scandal have received sentences ranging from 7 to 25 years. Gando's longtime partner, Jamel Rayum, is the only member of the task force yet to be sentenced. I'm Mary Rose Madden, reporting for 88.1 WYPR.